Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Whether you're looking to start a career with no student loans or change careers to land one of the happiest jobs in the world, yep, that's construction, Build Mississippi can help. Visit buildmississippi.com to learn why a career in the trades deserves another look. buildmississippi.com, your future is waiting.
You're listening to the Rebel Report podcast, where it's all Ole Miss all the time. Here's your host, Michael Borky.
All right, here we go. Welcome in, everybody, on this Tuesday night. Nothing really else going on, so we might as well talk a little Ole Miss football. No, I'm not that guy. I very much know what's going on, as do all of you. So this will be a more brief one tonight, just because of the day that it is. It is Election Day. Hope all of you, if you wanted to, were able to practice your civic duty today. And there is something that we're going to talk about on the radio show tomorrow involving that. It's actually a video on Twitter from Todd Cooley, the head coach at Delta State, which this is fascinating. I had no idea that this was a thing. So Todd Cooley, if you believe him, which you should, he, again, it's at Coach Todd Cooley on Twitter, where he has a minute-long video explaining that Division II, they can't practice today. They can't, no football activities today because the NCAA prohibits them from doing so, because it's Election Day. There are college football games being played literally right now, and the College Football Playoff Committee released their rankings tonight. Ole Miss and Georgia did football stuff today, as did everybody else in Division I. But for some reason, Delta State and the rest of Division II could not do anything football-related today. So we'll talk about that on the radio show tomorrow. You guys aren't here for that. Obviously, you're here for Ole Miss stuff. But what a perfect example of what the NCAA is and how ridiculous it is. You can both have football-related activities and allow your players the opportunity to vote. So anyway, that'll be a conversation for the radio show tomorrow. Todd Cooley, one of the best. I mean, Delta State, just such a great and respectable program, but we'll talk about them for those reasons tomorrow. You're here because the college football playoff rankings were released tonight, and of course we'll get to some of your comments as well on this edition of the Rebel Report. Again, my name is Michael Borky. I'm glad that you're here. Please like the video, subscribe to the channel if you have not already, and wherever you get your podcasts, going to have a hard time talking tonight. That's okay. Wherever you get your podcasts, just search Rebel Report, subscribe, and leave a rating and a review. And this edition of this very podcast is presented by the Gregory Law Firm. 662-397-9799 is the phone number. Personal injuries, small business contract disputes. If you're a small business owner, you're going to need legal advice at some point. If you've been personally injured, you definitely need legal advice right now. But save this number, even if you don't today. That day will come. It may come very soon. Hopefully it never does. But if it does, here's where you need to go to. DJ Gregory, the Gregory Law Firm, Saltillo, Mississippi is where he's located. But here's the number, 662-397-9799. If you're in Mississippi, he can service you. Personal injury, small business, contract disputes. The Gregory Law Firm presenting the Rebel Report. So you've got the College Football Playoff rankings, the first edition. These are obviously not final in any way, but here is the full top 25 starting at 25. Army, Missouri at 24, Clemson at 23, Louisville 22, Washington State 21, Colorado 20, Kansas State 19, Pittsburgh 18, Iowa State 17, Ole Miss 16. Are they underrated at 16? That's the title of the podcast today. I want to know your thoughts. Are they underrated at 16? Quite frankly, I think 16 is the lowest they possibly could have been. I think you can make arguments for teams in front of them, especially with the way they've played lately. But I certainly believe that 16 is the lowest that they should be. But anyway, 15 LSU, 14 A&M. That is one that I would switch. Quite frankly, I think Ole Miss today is better than a better football team than Texas A&M today. Also, SMU at 13. I know SMU has one loss to Ole Miss's two, but SMU's resume is a joke. And I think if they lined up today, Ole Miss would beat them pretty soundly. But anyway, Boise State 12, Alabama 11, Notre Dame 10, BYU, undefeated BYU at 9, undefeated Indiana at 8, Tennessee 7, Penn State 6, Texas 5, Miami 4, Georgia 3, Ohio State 2, and Oregon at number 1. So here's the kind of exercise that I want to go through tonight. That's the question: if, you know, if Ole Miss is underrated, I think so, at least a couple of spots anyway. But who they have in front of them. So we kind of went through it on, not kind of, we went through it on Sunday, the help that Ole Miss got and the teams in front of them and the losses that they had. And that helped, right? Because if you look at where Ole Miss is, Iowa State now behind them, Kansas State now behind them, Clemson now behind them. What does everybody else in front of them have? So let's go through that a little bit. That's kind of what I'm looking forward to doing here tonight. So Texas A&M, one spot ahead of Ole Miss. LSU is one spot ahead of Ole Miss. They are hosting Alabama this weekend. They go to Florida. They have Vanderbilt and Oklahoma. I no longer think that you want LSU to win out because of what happened with their Texas A&M game. I think you need them to lose to get out of there. Certainly an opportunity for a losable football game in those Final Four starting this weekend, but at Alabama, Vanderbilt, and Oklahoma, there's a losable game in there. They certainly can and possibly will lose one. Texas A&M in front of Ole Miss right now. They just lost to South Carolina. They've got New Mexico State at Auburn and Texas at home. Again, I think if Ole Miss wins out, then they should move in front of Texas A&M regardless. But then Texas A&M will have a possible win over Texas to combat that. Their remaining schedule is a soft one for sure. So you're rooting for Auburn or Texas because they're not losing to New Mexico State. SMU at 13. SMU remaining on their schedule. By the way, theirs is weak. So it's Nevada, Houston Christian, BYU, they lost. TCU, Florida State, at Louisville. That's actually a nice win. At Stanford, at Duke, and Pittsburgh. Remaining, it's Boston College at Virginia and Cal. There's a real chance that SMU does not suffer their second loss until the ACC championship game. Not ideal for Ole Miss because the chair of the committee has publicly said that he's not going to hold. Like losing in week five is not going to be the same as losing in a conference championship game. So be rooting for chaos with SMU in front of Ole Miss. I do, though, think that if they do suffer that second loss and Ole Miss finishes 10-2 with a win over Georgia, that they should jump them regardless, but I don't know if the committee's going to do that. We'll have to see. Boise State. Now, personally, I think you want Boise State to win out. It's Nevada, San Jose State, Wyoming, Oregon State. Really good chance for them to do that. Boise State's currently in front of Ole Miss. Somebody from the G5 has got to get there. And so I think you would rather it be the team that's already in front of you and just get them up into the top 12 so there's not a bid stealer from the outside. So be rooting for Boise State to win out. They're already at number 12. You want them to win the rest of your games because, look, if Ole Miss is like sitting right there at 10-2 and they're at number 12, but the highest-ranked G5 champion is number 17, guess who gets left out? So be rooting for Boise State. Alabama, obviously they have LSU this weekend. Also, Mercer at Oklahoma and Auburn. So maybe you want Alabama to run the table. Get LSU out of there with their third loss because there's less opportunity for... Ooh, let me rethink that. I think you want Alabama to beat LSU. No. You want LSU to beat Alabama and get Alabama out. I'm thinking through this out loud, forgive me. And get Alabama out because they're far more likely to run the table than LSU is with Florida, Vanderbilt, and Oklahoma, I think. So there you go. Notre Dame. Notre Dame currently has a significantly worse loss than Ole Miss, but they're ranked number 10, in part because they are Notre Dame. They've got Florida State, Virginia, and Army all at home or neutral site, and at USC to close the season out. Obviously, you're rooting for a Notre Dame loss at some point because they'll get in over Ole Miss at 11-1. BYU is 9-0, and quite frankly, I think you want them to run the table, and I think that they will. They're off on Saturday. They go to West Virginia, Houston, and host Kansas. So BYU running the table, making the Big 12 a one bid league is beneficial for Ole Miss, should, of course, they run the table. Indiana currently undefeated. They have an interesting one this weekend. They're hosting Michigan. I'm not totally convinced that they're just going to run through that one. We'll have to see. They have an off week. They go to Ohio State and host Purdue. Very good chance they're sitting at 11-1 at the end of this season. Tennessee, 7-1. Their remaining schedule, Mississippi State at Georgia, UTEP, and at Vanderbilt. Now, Haydad brought it up on the radio show, and I think he's kind of right. There's a scenario in which Ole Miss beats Georgia, and Georgia still remains ahead of Ole Miss at the end of the season. I know that head-to-head should matter the most, and maybe it will. It should, but there is a path to that, and he kind of laid it out, and there certainly is a path for that. But I do think if you beat Georgia and then Georgia beats Tennessee, that gets you ahead of Tennessee, which is the most important thing. Penn State at 7-1. Penn State remaining on their schedule. Washington at Purdue, at Minnesota, Maryland. A loss in any of those four games, which seems unlikely, but a loss in them knocks them behind Ole Miss, I believe, with the Ole Miss win over Georgia. Texas. Florida at Arkansas, Kentucky at Texas A&M. I think you want them to run the table. I could be wrong there. I think you want them to run the table, though. Because that in that scenario, that would get Texas A&M out for you. That would also kind of help with the Florida thing, just beat up on Florida before Ole Miss gets there. So that's my line of thinking there. Miami currently undefeated. They're not losing two games, I don't believe, but chaos could happen. They're at Georgia Tech, Wake Forest, at Syracuse. I don't foresee them losing a couple of games, so it's kind of a wash there. Georgia obviously plays Ole Miss this weekend in the aforementioned Tennessee. Georgia Tech at the end of the year. They also have UMass sandwiched in between Tennessee and Georgia Tech. So just beat Georgia, and you should be in front of them if the committee is using their functioning brain. Ohio State has one loss. I don't think a two-loss Ohio State would fall behind Ole Miss. I don't think that they would. We'll see if they are able to. If they happen to lose to Northwestern this weekend, they won't. Indiana and both Michigan are at home for Ohio State. And then finally, number one, Oregon. I don't think this one matters at all, but they're at Wisconsin, they're off, and they host Washington. So those are the teams in front of Ole Miss. What did we learn about this ranking? I still think that 10 gets them in. It's college football. I mean, how many games did I just list right there that feature teams in front of them that have one loss that would give them a second? A 10-win SEC team with wins at South Carolina at this point will be a good-looking win. So a dominating win at South Carolina. So it would be wins at South Carolina, Arkansas, Florida, and a win over Georgia. They get in. So sitting at 16 right now, I think it's totally fine. And if they take care of their own business, they'll get in. We'll get to your comments after I tell you the podcast is brought to you in part by Advantage Business Systems. Check them out online, absms.com. Advantage Business Systems has you covered for all of your office technology needs. Tell them I sent you. Get a complimentary office technology assessment. So you tell them what you need and what your budget is, and they will find a solution for you on me. Advantage Business Systems, absms.com. Podcast is also brought to you by Priority One Bank. They make you their priority every single day with their online banking platform. It is awesome. You just need an internet connection. You can do whatever it is that you need to do with your money because Priority One Bank makes you their priority. To the comments we go. I'll be in town for the game. What should I do in the Grove? I don't know anyone there. Well, it might be raining like crazy, Kurt. The weather might be a factor in this game. I'll tell you what I would do if I were you, because I've done what you've done. I've gone up to a game by myself, and just because I wanted to, I got a ticket last minute, and so I went. Walk around the Grove and just kind of see things. But what I like better, this is going to be blasphemy to some people, what I like better is hanging out on the square on game day, because there's still people around, like there's still activity, but it's climate controlled, and you can go to the right bar with a few TVs in front of you and just hang out. Like, some of them are crowded, but not as many. So you can get a good seat and just kind of like hang out at the bar and watch the other games and then walk on down to the stadium when it's ready. I used to call it square gating is what I would call it. But I actually enjoy that just as much, if not more, than actually going to the Grove. So do that. That's what I would do. Does the rain benefit the Rebs or Georgia? I'm sure it affects the crowd at least. It certainly affects the crowd. It does. Although I think with the amount of money that people are spending on this game, it won't affect the crowd too much. But, you know, is it fair to say that it's kind of a wash? I mean, look, Georgia struggles to run the football, not as bad as Ole Miss does, but, I mean, Georgia's going up against possibly the best run defense and front six in college football. You certainly can make the argument for that. And so when it's raining and their turnover machine quarterback is having to be more dependent on the run game, well, then that matchup favors Ole Miss. But on the flip side, if it's raining like hell and Ole Miss can't use the passing game, they struggle to run the football too. And so, I mean, isn't it kind of the same for both? I mean, maybe Georgia's a little bit better at it, but if you've got weather impacting a passing game, then Ole Miss's front six should have just as much success against Georgia as Georgia's front six should have against Ole Miss. So, I mean, ideally, I think you'll want it to not rain so Ole Miss can throw it 40 times, because I think that's the path to beating Georgia, is putting the ball in Dart's hands and winning that way. Say 16 is better than you expected. I think it's right about what I thought. If you asked me what the committee would do, that's what I would have told you what they would have done. It's not what I would have done, but anyway. The NCAA is run like the redacted math department. You get a different version depending on who you are and who you're talking to. Absolutely. If Ole Miss wins Saturday, how many spots do I think they jump up? Maybe 5? Ooh, more than that, I think. Well, I guess it depends on what else goes on around. But you know what will really bother you guys is when they beat Georgia and they don't jump Georgia. I wouldn't put it past them. They should, but I wouldn't put it past them. But yeah, I think a win over Georgia should put them in for next Tuesday. Like next Tuesday, they should be in on the projected playoff with a win over Georgia. Think 16 is fine because of the losses they took, but beating Georgia will get them in the top 10. I agree. You were surprised they were ranked so well. Not a huge surprise, but I wouldn't have been shocked if they were around 18. The thing is, the metrics absolutely love Ole Miss. And yes, the Kentucky loss is really bad, and they should have beaten LSU, but their two losses are as close as they possibly could be. And again, the metrics absolutely love them, and it appears that they are peaking. LSU losing to Vandy would make you so happy? It's possible. I wouldn't put it past them. It is possible. Alabama beating LSU, then Brother Hugh upsets Alabama. Both LSU and Bama get left out, and Auburn emotionally extends Hugh Freeze. It's what got him the job in the first place. Miami has been playing with fire. You could see them losing randomly just because of the slow starts they've been having. Yeah, man. So let's, I mean, we just kind of went through them, but I don't think that they're just going to waltz into Bobby Dodd Stadium and come out with a win. I mean, Miami has been, you're right, they've been playing with fire. The score is not reflective of how close the Duke game was this weekend for them at all. Maybe this is the weekend that they get burned. But frankly, the ACC, what does the ACC want? Do they want Miami to lose so they can get multiple teams, or do they want Miami to run the table with the possibility of them only getting one? What would they prefer? I don't know. The Kentucky loss would keep them from jumping Georgia if Ole Miss beats them. See, I don't think it should, but it's possible that it would, because Georgia's losses would be in Tuscaloosa and in Oxford. That would be their losses, right? Two top 15 teams on the road would be their losses. Ole Miss's losses would be LSU on the road, which is absolutely comparable to one of Georgia's, but Kentucky at home. And that could be the difference between the two. It could. I don't know if it would, but it certainly could. So Ole Miss ranked number 16. I still think it is as simple as win and you're in, don't and you won't. 16 is fine. You think Ole Miss gets to 9 if they beat Georgia? I could see that. And what's funny about this is if Ole Miss beats Georgia, LSU is going to play Alabama. But let's pretend that LSU would be off this weekend, right? Like, they wouldn't have a result. Ole Miss beating Georgia, if LSU was off, would Ole Miss jump LSU, even though LSU would have had a head-to-head win over Ole Miss, albeit at home in an overtime? Don't know the answer to that. But it is interesting to think about. So we'll see what they do. I told you this is going to be a shorter one just because of, you know, what's going on tonight. So you guys have fun, be safe, and be safe. Like, it's 8:30 at night. What are we talking about being safe? Hopefully you guys are home already. But anyway, I appreciate you guys very much. And we will talk again on Thursday. We'll do a full Georgia preview on Thursday. So really looking forward to that with you guys. In the meantime, y'all be good, and I'll talk to you then.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.